In South Korea, a zombie flick is smashing box office records. It's called Train to Busan. It has all the elements of a blockbuster thriller, and it also comes packed with a searing critique of modern life in Korea. NPR's Seoul correspondent Elise Hu explains.
The plot of Train to Busan isn't complicated. Everyday South Koreans find themselves trapped on a speeding train with fast multiplying zombies. It creates just the kind of claustrophobic, fast-paced feel to freshen up the zombie trope. The action unfolds on the two-hour bullet train ride from Seoul, the South Korean capital, to the coastal city of Busan. As the train speeds south, passengers fight desperately to survive. But film critic Yong Sung-un, who writes for the Busan Daily, says the film is much more than your everyday zombie thriller. She calls it an extended critique of today's Korean society.
We don't trust anyone but ourselves.
Without giving too much of the story away, the film blames corporate callousness for the death toll. The government is covering up the truth or largely absent. And the crew, rather than rescue passengers, follows the wishes of a businessman.
They're easily manipulated by others, like the business guy.
Do you think that's what the director is saying about people in power in Korea?
Yeah, and media as well.
Oh, right, the media, they were just reporting anything, right? That everybody was safe?
Yeah.
These criticisms are especially pointed in South Korea. In 2014, more than 300 people, mostly teenagers, died in a ferry accident. Investigators found the ferry's corporate owners overloaded it to save money. News media, towing the government line, first reported everyone survived. The president's whereabouts on that day are still unexplained.
After that accident, we have big trauma.
Kind of societal trauma?
Yeah, yes.
It didn't let up. Last year, as Middle East respiratory syndrome spread in South Korea, the government didn't disclose key information about where patients were being treated and how officials would contain the outbreak. Instead, just demanding Koreans trust them. Outside a theater showing of Train to Busan in central Seoul, moviegoers like Wanwoo Park say they get it.
Korea changed a lot in the last few years, and we have to recognize that we are pretty selfish and change a bit. I think we have to change.
The film has broken all kinds of records, scoring the biggest single-day ticket sales in Korean film history. 11 million people here have seen it, which is more than a fifth of the country's population. People get the underlying messages, but it's also just a fun summer flick. Filmgoer Sharon Cho says she just came for the zombies.
The movie was the first made in Korea about zombies, and the actors were good.
So those who don't want to analyze Korean society can just settle in and enjoy the undead. Elise Hu, NPR News, Seoul.